Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the entrepreneurial activity across our state, and here to help us, as usual, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
You and I talk a lot about the entrepreneurial community in Charleston and in Greenville, and that probably rolls the eyes in a lot of people across the state, doesn't it?
Well, there's more to the state than Charleston and Greenville.
Yeah, so today we've got some really exciting news in a couple of different places, you know, out of Columbia and the Midlands. The first is there's a University of South Carolina startup that has now sold, you know, it's exited, created some liquidity. The name of the company is MagaSimple, and it's sold out to a much larger company called Thor Labs. One of the real strengths at the University of South Carolina is nanotechnology. So this is a great example of that, where one of the things that made microprocessors such a powerful innovation was the ability to significantly reduce the cost of manufacturing computer boards. And this is a company that was co-founded by Thomas Crawford. And what they're doing this now is with optics, photonics. And so instead of electricity running through these are light waves. And they are significantly reducing the cost of producing electronics. It's a pattern transfer nano manufacturing. And I will confess to you, Mike, that none of this stuff was on the CPA exam. So I'm not really sure exactly what this is, other than I do know that driving down the cost of this is incredibly important. Somebody involved in this has been a serial entrepreneur in Columbia, Jason Williamson. You know Jason, don't you?
Well, I do. He's certainly a serial entrepreneur. And this company is just the next exit that he's made then. You said it's a USC company. It never actually left the university?
Well, I think it did. And they raised some money and they got up and running. They were leasing space in the Horizon One building, which I'm very familiar with because that's where Accessible Diagnostics is. Jason was CEO of Sotermo. And if you'll recall, before that, he was CEO of Ometrics, which sold and successfully liquidated to Halliburton. Sotermo is Ometrics spelled backwards. Thor Labs has acquired both Sotermo and MagaSimple. So now they put them together, and Jason's going to be working with them, you know, as an executive to help grow the employee base and move this company forward. So not only have they found the technology in the Midlands, but they've actually found, you know, a great entrepreneur to help them and help them kind of build, you know, a Columbia location and research facility and ultimately production facility. You know, maybe he'll spin out and do something new in the future. But right now, you know, I think he's working with Thor Labs. But there is a new startup in Columbia, and this is an exciting announcement. And this is medical materials. And the company's name is Obsidio. And what their technology is a shear thinning biomaterial that helps cauterize wounds, bleeding, cuts off vessels, supplying blood to a tumor, for example. And it's a very uninvasive kind of process. In this case, some of the seed funding came from Good Growth Capital, which is an early stage fund down in Charleston. So there's a little collaboration across the state. One of their funds, the Infinite Corridor Fund, only focuses on MIT-affiliated companies. And so this company, some of their researchers, you know, came out of MIT. They happen to be in Columbia. So I'm sure Good Capital now will help them begin to reach out to other investors across the country, maybe even around the world, to help them develop this. So it's a platform. You know, it's the kind of thing that is probably a niche application now, but it can be used in various parts of wound care. And so it's really exciting that in Columbia, in the Midlands, not only did we recently have an exit, and that's what's going to attract new investors to the region, is the idea that they can make an investment and have a good return on their investment, but then also that there's now the seed capital investment in the next generation of technology startup companies. And so, you know, if we're not careful, Mike, we might actually realize some of our aspirations, won't we?
Well, it's always great to hear news like this, John. Venture capital for many years has been an issue here in our state, but stories like this definitely help. So thank you very much for that update and your time.
Thank you, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.